And now this is a dictation for Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S, January 10, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Grimes, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, elevated calcium, likely primary hyperparathyroidism, has not tolerated Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. Denies hospital visit. Comes accompanied with husband. Kidney ultrasound and Doppler, no suggestion of renal artery stenosis. Lost few pounds, doing 2 meals a day on diet. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. No major edema. No gross claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies increase of dyspnea. Tongue cough, clear sputum, minimal. No purulent material hemoptysis, oxygen, no smoking, no orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review, blood pressure, metoprolol, lisinopril, chlorthalidone, clonidine on diabetes cholesterol management, inhalers. Next paragraph, today blood pressure high, 170 over 60 on the left, has a stridor from prior tracheostomy, stable over time, no dysphagia, no respiratory distress, lungs distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness of muscles, no edema, some degree of poor circulation, levedo, L-I-V-E-D-O, prior right knee replacement. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, July, creatinine 1.1, which is one of her best, for a GFR of 49 to stage 3, minor decreased sodium, normal potassium acid-based nutrition, calcium up and down 10.9, with a phosphorus in the low side 3.4, with a PTH 117, mild anemia 12.4, prior no localization for parathyroid adenoma, kidney ultrasound is small on the right, 8.7, previously 9.9, on the left, normal 10.2. And Doppler shows no suggestion of renal artery stenosis with peak systolic velocity consistently below 200 bilateral. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, for the most part is stable, no progression. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. Next number, a small kidney on the right without evidence of renal artery stenosis. Next number, systolic hypertension of the elderly. Again, negative vascular study. Says to be compliant with medications. Weight, if anything, down on diet. Doing a low sodium. Maximal dose of lisinopril. Good dose of long-acting diuretic chlorthalidone, on beta blockers and clonidine. Clonidine overall in an elderly lady, I'm very careful because of postural blood pressure potential drop, as well as sedation, dryness of the mouth, constipation. I did not change, however, any medications. Next number, stridor from prior tracheostomy. Next number, COPD abnormalities on inhalers. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, clinically stable. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, does not require EPO treatment. Next number, likely primary hyperparathyroidism. High calcium, relatively low phosphorus, fluctuating calcium levels, typical of this. Not always we can find an adenoma. Many times it's just hyperplasia. At the same time, is very minor, does not require intervention. Prior medical treatment with Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, did not tolerate it because of gastrointestinal side effects. Continue to monitor, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.